Hello, good evening. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello. Yes, my name is Ivan. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
First, can I ask, who are you calling with?
Oh, as I was saying, this is an opinion survey.
Yes, I understand that it's an opinion survey. Who is paying you to do this survey?
Oh, opinion research.
And who is paying them?
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you because that's who we work for, right? Opinion research for opinion surveys to get everybody's opinion. Remember that your opinion is always important, and that's the reason why we're doing this.
And how did you get my number?
Oh, this is coming from a public list, ma'am. And we're just, as I was saying, trying to do an opinion survey for everybody. And this is
Okay.
for actually about the issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. And that's the reason why, ma'am. Would you like to do the survey? I mean, just take a few minutes.
Sure, I'll do the survey.
Okay, perfect. And what would be your zip code?
30307.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And may I know what year did you born?
1976.
1976. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, ma'am. And what is the highest level high school you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
I have an advanced degree.
Advanced degree. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what race are you? I mean, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Appreciate that, ma'am. Thank you so much. From whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
No, I was able to vote, and I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
You are. Okay. Thank you so much for that. See, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. First one is says abortion access. Next, jobs and economy. Next, climate and change the environment. Next one is traffic, immigration, inflation and cost of living, racism and discrimination, crime, education, and public transportation. You can pick three of those, which are more important to you.
Public transportation, climate and the environment, and abortion access.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Oh, we appreciate that, ma'am. See, when thinking about directions in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, right, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied when we talk about the city of Atlanta?
I'm pretty satisfied.
Very satisfied. Okay, thank you. What about the Atlanta region?
I'd say I'm satisfied.
You very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And Georgia?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied. Okay. Thank you so much for that. See, now we'd like you rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of them or these people or groups, tell us as well, right? What about MARTA buses?
I'd say 6.
6. Thank you. And Uber and Lyft?
I don't, a 5.
A 5. Thank you. and Major Andrew Deacon.
What? Say that again.
Major Andrew Deacon.
Oh, Mayor.
Yeah.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
That's right.
I'd say an 8.
An 8. Thank you, thank you. And the Atlanta Beltline?
9.
9. Thank you. What about Governor Brian Kemp?
He gets about a 4.
A 4. Thank you. And artificial intelligence companies?
I'd say they get about a 4.
A 4. Thank you so much for that one. And self-driving cars?
That's a 4.
A 4. Thank you. What about the Atlanta Police Department?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'd say a 6.
A 6. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, ma'am. One second here to move forward. And the Atlanta City Council?
I'd say they get a 8.
An 8. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that. See, how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Only fair.
Only fair. Thank you. And how frequently do you use the public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and it is its facilities? I'm sorry.
Somewhat.
Somewhat familiar. Thank you. And how frequently you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
Maybe like 5 times.
5 times a week, a month?
No, 5 times a month.
A month. Okay. Thank you so much. Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Positive. It will be somewhat positive or very positive?
I'd say somewhat positive.
Somewhat. Thank you. Thank you. See, here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use a number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. First one, it says, I can easily get to places I want to go on a Atlanta public transportation system.
Oh.
How would you score that one?
3.
3. Thank you, man. Next one say, I trust MARTA to finish the project they're working on.
Five.
A 5 for that one. Thank you. Next one say, I feel safe riding MARTA.
9.
A 9. Thank you, man. Next one says public transit make it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
0.
0 to that one. Thank you, ma'am. See, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Wait, say that again.
Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
0.
0. Oh, thank you, ma'am. See, crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
Three.
Thank you, ma'am. And the last one on this one, it says the quality of Atlanta roads is getting worse.
Six.
A 6 to that one. Thank you. Thank you so much. See, which of the following statements do you agree with the most, right? There's 2. It says A, it says we can fix Atlanta traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. And B says we can fix Atlanta traffic problem by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
Read A again.
A says we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways.
Yes, that one.
The A. And it will be strongly agree with that one or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Perfect. See, here are a few policies that the city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please, use a scale from 0 to 10, when 10 means you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away, and 5 means that someone prioritize this policy and feel warm towards it, and 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all, right? Do not want to see it implemented also. You may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. First one is incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
8.
An 8. Thank you so much. See, next one says, adding more security to MARTA stops.
5.
Thank you. See, next one says, adding more buses stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
9.
Thank you. Next one says, prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
7. Eight.
8. Okay.
Can I change it to 8?
Yeah, you can. Okay, I just did that. Thank you. See, and next one says, adding extra capacity in trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
An 8.
Okay, thank you. See, next one say, adding light rail to the Beltline.
10,
thank you so much. And this one say, expanding the streetcar system in the city.
7.
Thank you. And last one on this one says, repairing potholes and fixing our streets, I'm sorry.
8.
An 8. Thank you so much. Let's see here real quick. Appreciate it. See, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place a pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? You will be very familiar with that, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not familiar at all.
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat. Thank you. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
You'll be somewhat support or strong support of it?
Strongly support.
Strongly. Thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will span 20 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with the existing future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. See, we're almost done with this. Thank you so much for your patience. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that the people have made up, you know, about the Atlanta Beltline. Please, are each a statement in scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're very convincing statement, of the statement. And 5 means that you feel is neither convincing or unconvincing. And 0 means that you're not at all convincing of the statement. You may use a number from 0 to 10. See, the first one says, there are just 3, right? But the first one says, Atlanta is growing very quickly. We most plan the future. Previous generations made the major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tour through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which connects the neighborhoods and gives our children's future. Prove a planet that can thrive the decades to come.
Seven
to that one. Thank you. See, the next one says, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrians' death in any major American city, killing 38 people of pedestrians' accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roads safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit, that will take cars off our streets and make our cities safer for everyone.
Ooh. 8.
And 8. Thank you. And the last one on this one says, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that make the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that the cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. Would you be very convinced?
I'd say that's an 8.
That's an 8. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. See, once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. See here, almost the last statements on this. Here are some statements that the people made of the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate it from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very concerning. Statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel somewhat concerning, and 0 means that you're not at all concerned of the statement. You may use from 0 to 10 to score it, right? First one says the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we have seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they're never turned down. Instead of going ahead with imperfected plans, the Beltline people should talk to more regular opponents and find out that we actually want and need it.
Four.
Thank you. See, the second one says the Beltline trains is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete. Assuming it ever finished, let's look to the future and not to the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively.
3.
Thank you, ma'am. And the last one on this one says, the Beltline trains isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourism instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps every Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for uptowners.
Four.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that, ma'am. See, one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto a Belt Line?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, right. Thank you so much. You've been saying that, yeah. Okay, well, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only, right? How long you have lived in Atlanta?
48 years.
48 years. You've been living for a long time there, man.
Yeah.
And which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, you know, I mean, it's just a general question. You can say anything.
Bisexual.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Are you married or married?
Living yes.
With your partner? You're
married.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age of 18?
With one child.
One child. Is under 18.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong, thank you, ma'am. See, which of the following best describe you, your current employment status, full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay at home with parents, student, or any other?
Homemaker.
Homemaker. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And last year, that is 2023, that was your total family income from all sources before taxes. Was it like around an estimation?
Over 200,000.
Over 200,000. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for, you know, for your participation. Actually, your opinion always counts, as I was saying. See, as I was saying, it was just like a general question of this planet's issues, right? But I really appreciate your, you know, your participating on this and your willingness.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too. Stay safe.
Thank you. Goodbye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.